each country has different requirements and tests. So know which countries you or your client wants to concentrate on. Find out what the requirements and tests are. Make sure you've got everything together so you can submit the right information at the right time. Take a chance. You might be surprised at the outcome. A lot of the cases that we've done, we would never have done if we didn't have the well-known status, and we wouldn't have thought we would have won. But it just shows that if you've got the right brand behind you, then you can win cases that you wouldn't usually be able to. It can take in-house departments a long time to collate evidence, so try and make it easy for them if you're a private practitioner. If you're in-house, then keep a list of things. We have a list of all our successful actions, any quotes, any business accolades, anything basically we can get our hands on that we think will show well-known status. We just keep hold of it and then we can send it on. Utilise inter-resources. They've got a really good website on Famous and Well-Known Marks, and it's all country-specific. And it's updated quite regularly. So if there's something, some obscure country that you want to register in, then have a look and see what their rules are. Join forces with other well-known marks if possible. So on a lot of cases, we join forces with Rolls-Royce Motor Cars, which is BMW. It can prove really useful because two brands are better than one, basically. Also, in the Philippines at Christmas, we join forces with about 20 other brands, and our attorney will go around to all the Christmas markets in the Philippines and pick out all the infringing products, give out cease and desist letters. They'll then do an investigation and give us a report at the end, and we just share the cost with all the other brand holders. So if you can do something like that, then it's brilliant. And finally, ensure that you've got translations in relevant countries. So the key ones for us are Chinese, simple and traditional, Japanese, Arabic and Russian. They're the ones where we're finding there's more problems now than ever before. So if you've got them, then that's really useful. And any